So there's been a lot of energy news this month in particular, actually. So Governor Lamont earlier this month unveiled a comprehensive package of utility accountability reforms, all to bring down our energy costs. He says put ratepayers first and actually create some competition. I have thoughts on that. We also saw that Josh Elliott is putting a push forward to try to bring our energy costs down as well. There's just a lot to unpack. And who better to unpack it than our energy expert on the show? Bryson Hull is back in studio. Bryson also is the Deputy Northeast Director for the Consumer Energy Alliance. And I wanted to ask you first, Bryson, because this was right before I left for vacation. I wanted to first talk about the governor's, what looked to be on the surface, a lot of different initiatives, but it sounded an awful lot like talk, and I'm going to start there. That's where I'll go.
It sounded an awful lot like a word I can't say because of the FCC.
The FCC.
Yes, but it looked very much like a very desperate push to the left, which his campaign has done. And if you look carefully at his website, he has a section in his campaign website that says progressive wins. That's clearly a nod to the fear that Josh Elliott is going to eat some of his votes. So he comes out. Word has it he was actually on Eversource territory, perhaps without permission. They have a big show. There's all the trucks behind. And then he comes with Steinberg and Needleman, you know, who have done so much for us at the legislature, i.e. nothing other than give us Marissa Gillette for a little longer than we needed. Then he comes out with a package of stuff that sounds good. Then he's like, you have to earn your franchise right. Apparently that's because he used to do cable. And I don't know if people know what franchise right is, but every few years there's an agreement between utilities and cities to say, all right, you pay for the franchise rates. That's your little tax to use our territory for your rights of way and such like. So this has been tried before, but it all looked desperate. It looked put together at the last minute, and it looked like nothing that's going to do anything to bring rates down. And then there's the business of claiming, hey, the public benefits charges are down. Well, they're still there.
Right.
They're still paying for things.
Right.
So there's a little bit of desperation, and it didn't look credible. It made news, which is its purpose, because we're in silly season. We have, I think it's August is the primary, right?
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of that for a while. But it all is of a pair with the Marissa Gillette thinking. And I always say Marissa Gillette was phase one, which is make it so difficult for utilities to make money in the traditional way, the way that, you know, the law is set up for them to do it now, to make it hard to do business here so no one will want to do business. Then the next move is what Josh Elliott's talking about, which is let's privatize everything because everything's cheap if you have the government do it. And I've said this before on your show, I'll say it again anywhere. I do not want the Connecticut DMV, well, actually, they're not terrible, but I don't want a DMV experience for my electricity.
Mm. I want you to explain that in a second, Bryson, because for people who don't know, I guess right now, what do you mean by that when you say I don't want that kind of an experience?
I don't want government running my power.
Mm.
I mean, it works in little limited places like around here, Wallingford.
That's what I thought when I saw that article about Josh Elliott, who, again, is running against Governor Lamont in the primary for the Democratic nomination. But that's what I thought. And everybody says, you know, that's what has made Wallingford so popular in recent years was because they have their own way of doing. Why are you smiling?
Because they don't pay public benefits charges.
Right.
So that's something totally controllable by the legislature. And municipals work. But I can tell you, having worked on campaigns, I worked in one in El Paso, where they wanted to municipalize. It was $9 billion for a city of 670,000 people to buy the utility. And it was, you know, Sunrise, New Mexico. It's like, this is going to save all this money and do all these wonderful things. And the party running it was Democrat-funded outfit whose campaign, I think, was work and weed and wages. And they ran this thing, and they lost because nobody wanted the $9 billion tax cost on top of it. And then they were also proposing, we're going to have we need $200 million also to run the climate people that are going to run this. So they're just trying to take private sector money and then redistribute it into the government with that kind of move. It's failed almost everywhere they've tried it. It even failed in Boulder, Colorado, which is left of, I don't know, Pravda and the Soviet Union of the communist times. So it doesn't work. And I think Josh Elliott, I don't understand what it is with the progressive movement. And they all think that everything from the New Deal is wonderful. Like, that was hundreds of years ago. So they're coming back to, like, what was FDR's worst move, which is, like, let's do a court packing scheme. That got him in trouble. And the guy won four terms. Then let's pretend, like, wait, we have the Great Depression going on and we need government intervention. I don't think that's the case right now.
Well, and so there's two different storylines here that I want to dive into more. And we've got Bryson Hull here, who I like to call our energy expert on the show, but he does have an official title as well, among many others, the deputy Northeast director for the Consumer Energy Alliance. So he gets this stuff and he sits on panels and all that. In fact, recently we've had a couple of listeners who are like, did I see this guy? Yes, you did. Bryson literally is talking about this with, you know, I think some of the biggest people connected to this industry here in Connecticut and even across the country.
And New Jersey of late. I have to go to New Jersey tomorrow to testify against the Superfund bill I testified against here. Same thing, they packed up again.
Got it. Yeah. So I want to go to Lamont really quick, and then we'll go back to Josh Elliott. But I think what bothered me about the big presentation, if you will, and by the way, did you see his first TV commercial that came out?
No, not yet.
Saw that. I saw that as well on the plane ride back from France. And I showed it to my husband, who he's like me. He's very like logical. We're not of a political party. But I said to him, what do you think about this? And he said, what I find really ironic, which he did bring up, you know, we're going to get our electric bills down, is he goes, OK, but we're going into potentially a third term and that's never happened. And he said, and also it's weird that you're saying all these things after we just got out of a legislative session where nothing changed. And again, I think when you see the package that Governor Lamont put forward a couple of weeks ago, that's what worries me, is that on the surface, people read, oh, my gosh, there's seven things he listed here. So that must mean something. But they don't actually read the details of it, because if you did, you'd say, well, wait a minute, this is kind of a whole lot of nothing, quite frankly.
It's a whole lot of nothing. And it just reeked of desperation in my book. And the desperation also, if you're just thinking of political imagery, why would you bring Norm Needleman and Jonathan Steinberg, who have done nothing of value, as near as I can tell, in the last couple of years? They're the old guard, right? Steinberg, I believe, is on his way out. They're the old guard. You walk in here saying, I'm here to give you something new. Here's the old guys who did nothing for you. Honestly, as legislators, they really did nothing other than make things more difficult and make things more expensive.
Well, and so to your point as well, even bringing up Josh Elliott, who wants to go a different direction with privatizing, you know, you brought up something important, which is the big kind of elephant in the room, which are the public benefits. And I guess my question would be, you know, would it be more of a win for Josh Elliott if he were to say, hey, you know, this is obviously the sticking point for people. And when you look at Wallingford, for example, versus most rest of the state, maybe that is something that we eliminate. That would probably be a better move for Josh Elliott than to say we're going to privatize and try to do more of like the Wallingford approach for everybody else.
Just trim the public benefits down. Trim them down to the bare essentials, so they're not funding goofy things that Sierra Club has, you know, a little Sierra Clublet comes up and, you know, is taking $200,000 because they had to get from Hartford to New Britain to testify and intervene in a case, right? Get rid of those things. Go back to what you were saying before, Governor Lamont, which is, hey, let's be a little more, I hate the phrase, all of the above, but let's look at everything we have to get supply in. There's even a new report, which is laughable. I forget who did it. It's so bad, I forgot who did it. But it's one of the environmental groups. It's like, this is not, oh, I know, it was the UConn. It was League of Conservation Voters funded a UConn study that was talking about how everything's going to be much more affordable if we do X, Y, and Z. And it's all like, it also argues that if we had more gas, it wouldn't make power cheaper, which is nonsense. Have you guys read Adam Smith, Laws of Supplies and Demand? We don't have enough. You need more. Gas is one thing. Maybe more nuclear. I don't know. But you need more. And so the governor was saying the right things. Speaker Ritter was saying the right things. And then all of a sudden, it's silly season, the campaign season, and we're saying, you know, oh my God, desperation. Let's pull it all out by the roots and fix what was not working in the first place.
Well, and again, you got to keep note of this, because depending on how the primary goes, which many project the governor could, you know, would still probably beat Josh Elliott, but we don't know that for sure. You have to remember these things when the general election then comes up as well. So we've got Bryson Hull here, and there's so much energy news. We're not going to be able to get to everything. But in recent weeks, there was, as we mentioned, Governor Lamont unveiled his plan to tackle our energy costs. And we also saw that Josh Elliott recently was trying to put a push forward to kind of have more of the, I'm going to call it, Wallingford approach for the rest of Connecticut. You know, the thing that also with this, Bryson, and then we'll get to our third piece of news. The other thing with that is I would almost respect it more if they did what they're doing for education spending, for example, with the public benefits. So like what you just mentioned before, I don't know if, you know, we may see, you know, probably one of the only things to what you've said about Marissa Gillette was seeing where our public benefits go. But even when you look at that and you line item where all the money is going, that doesn't actually tell you where the money is exactly going. It just kind of says like, hey, this is how much we're charging you for the public benefits. And then here's the 50 different categories. But we don't actually know where that money is going. So I would almost respect it more if he said, hey, we're not saying we'll definitely get rid of public benefits, but here's what we're going to do is find out the money trail. Where exactly is this going? And does this actually benefit the average Connecticut resident? I would respect that more than this unveiled package of whatever, or hey, let's kind of change the playbook and make everybody Wallingford. I would respect if we actually put time and energy into the public benefits, because that became so clearly the problem in Connecticut in recent years.
I think there's three things at work here. One, energy's hard. It's complex. I've been at it for 25, almost 30 years. I continue to know how much I don't know. Utilities are even more arcane, right? So if you have that going on and you want to have the bigger picture, I agree with you on the Blue Ribbon Commission. I think that needs to be one subset of the commission, what they're looking at, because really, that's programs we didn't vote for.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
We didn't vote for.
Right, but we're paying for it.
Correct.
So I'd like to just know where that money's going.
And I think you need a Blue Ribbon Commission for the bigger energy. That's the real honest answer to Connecticut's problem, is a bigger Blue Ribbon Commission to talk about all of it. Where is this money going? Who's borrowing it? The municipal argument, the third part of that, I think, is goofy. It's you're taking real small, you know, city things that have been run for 100 years, and you're trying to compare that to a big multi-territory company investment. I don't think that's a one-for-one. I think it's an old idea. It is literally an old idea. It's from the 1930s. So Josh Elliott's coming with the new, old deal. I don't think that works. I also think we have just a lack of, I hate to say this, but we don't have a ton of super smart people in the state in energy. Most of those people are working in energy. We're not Texas. We're not, Pennsylvania. So we need maybe outside help to help us look at this. And also don't forget, we're part of a region where everything has to work together for us, because we're on the regional, New England ISO power market, right? And so I will just point out, there's a little bit of caveat emptor, and Marissa Gillette just doesn't give up. There's the other funny part of this. Remember, she has publicly donated to Josh Elliott. She's a fan of his. And then there's our friends from the Energy and Policy Institute, who are on the record calling Marissa Gillette probably the best regulator in the country, which is just hilarious. I've been tangling these guys for a while. They're a dark money group. They have come to Connecticut. They've been involved in the background. They're part of the whole, let's destroy the regulated utility model. And then the next thing is municipalization, right? That's phase one, phase two. They're here. They went after, and I feel bad because WFSB is usually pretty good with their news, but they had an investigative piece where they found texts between, imagine this, a person at a utility whose job is to talk to the regulators, with texts between that person and a utility regulator and Energy and Policy Institutes. They're going, this is nefarious. Oh my God, dog bites man. And that's what they do. They call themselves a watchdog. They're busy out here saying we're watchdogs. Who funds you? Who funds you? What are you doing? Why are you lying to people in Connecticut? You literally, with a straight face, said Marissa Gillette, whose entire body of work the state of Connecticut just signed away and said, yeah, we stipulate that all of her rate cases, nonsense.
Well, and we know broke the law. Right. Let's get right to it. Broke the law. That was that was a huge piece of energy news, which I think you and I talked about in the beginning of the month. But that was proven. And even that is so interesting that when he unveiled all of this, that was never addressed. The fact that they came to this settlement, it was proven that she broke the law many, many, many times in her role. And that was somebody who Governor Lamont still touts as being a win for our state. There's a disconnect.
There's a massive disconnect. And then not only that, she's now against his primary opponent, and she came out with energy.
I didn't know that she was also, I've not read that. So she's pro Josh Elliott.
Yeah, I believe she gave him a donation.
Even the fact that she's even still connected to Connecticut in some regard should be.
Go back to Maryland.
Concerning to be. Well, sorry. I'm just saying. I think that should be a concern for people. I'm just saying, you even have to look at who are people influencing people's campaigns. I think that's a big deal.
She's also out there with Energy and Policy Institute. They came up with a big report that was designed with really bad, silly numbers that crayons and fourth graders could have done better, saying that utility executives make a ton of money. Imagine that. People compete to make a lot of money in the United States. And she was there at the opening press conference to launch this thing across the country. And we all know at the national level, there's actually a story in Politico that said utilities are the new big oil. So now we've gone from big tobacco, big oil, big utilities. And that's all. It's just like, can you guys come up with something new? I have to fight the same thing. I was in, we had the Superfund bill. We're going to take $50 billion from ExxonMobil and Shell and Chevron and just take it for selling illegal product. They're doing that in New Jersey. I've been back three times to testify against that. And I ran into a legislator from the area who said, but it's a good idea. I said, how is it a good idea to unconstitutionally take money? These are the fever dream bad ideas that Marissa Gillette, that whole crew, Energy and Policy Institute, they're trying to sell people. And because we're all moving 100 miles an hour and we don't have time to get into it, these are bad ideas.
Well, and to some degree, Bryson, I'm one of those people, I'm just desperate to see my electric bill go down. So even the idea of Josh Elliott saying, hey, we can have more of the model of Wallingford, people on the surface know that Wallingford's got something right. They're doing something right there. So, hey, that sounds really great on the surface. But to dig into the details, well, I don't have the time to do that. So it sounds really great. But to your point, it's a bit of a desperate kind of approach because we just want to be able to afford our electric bills. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the devil's in the details. But you have to have these types of conversations and push back and say, is this really a whole lot of nothing? Or is this actually going to be more detrimental and not really solving a problem, at least even progressing towards solving a problem?
Come to the table. Have an honest discussion. Say who you are. Say who funds you. Say, this is what we're trying to do here. Just be honest. Americans like that. We like facts. We like the truth. We like a cheaper bill. And the fact of the matter is, energy, like everything, inflation goes up. But like relative to what you're doing, can you get better? Municipalizing is not your solution. Because imagine the people that gave us this legislative framework, if they're suddenly in charge of running your utility, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It just, you know, I'm sorry, I'd rather have a professional utility, a bunch of engineers who know what they're doing, who are passionate about what they're doing, do it than I would, you know, some government bureaucrat.
Well, and who's to say that just because you now privatize it, that we wouldn't have a version of a public benefits?
No, you still have the public benefits because somebody's eating from that money.
That's what I'm
saying.
Politics
is what? It's who gets what from whom.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets what from whom? You add that into war, it's like, all right, that's resources. Who's getting the resources from whom? Same thing. So it's just somebody's eating off that money. That's why you always hear wind and solar from the environmental groups. Why? Because they are profiting from that. You hear the, oh my God, the tax benefits went away and everybody's screaming, our subsidies are gone. Well, why? Because they were benefiting from it. So it's a cash transfer of another sort. And I'd rather have it laid out and say, no, I like that. Or no, I'm okay with that. Or at least my elective legislators did something and there was a discussion about it. But
right.
just stop BSing. Energy is too important to BS about.
Mm-hmm.
It's too important to come with a cockamamie total reversal press conference where apparently you're trespassing on, you know, utility property, which is an interesting image if you're talking about municipalization and we're talking about eminent domain and all those things. And it's funny, you're going to hear Josh Elliott, you tried to eminent domain his house for a pipeline. Think about the answer you get there. But suddenly it's okay to just take over utilities. We're going to just take it by eminent domain. What are we, the Soviet Union? Please go back, start over, come with better ideas, all of you.
Yeah, even if it just means having that conversation and being more transparent. Like I said, I would respect that more than any of the things that we've been presented just in the last few weeks. Bryson Hull, always love having these chats. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.